This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. And liftoff of the Atlas V and NOAA's GOES-S, a highly sophisticated weather-watching eye in the sky, to join its twin in providing better forecasts and saving lives.
Wow, thank goodness, just in the nick of time, because there's a nor'easter that's about to rip through the East Coast. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That truly was launched, and that truly was the idea behind it, so there would be a balance on both sides, and hopefully it would cause more weather predictions, better weather predictions. Right now, nor'easter. What does that say to you? It says bomb cyclone. It says danger Will Robinson. So here's the scoop. March is coming in fast and coming in hot, or roaring like a lion, as they say. In the area where I grew up, the Mid-Atlantic area in the Northeast. So this storm through the weekend, they're talking about howling winds up to 75 miles an hour, drenching rain, fat, heavy snow, the kind of flakes that land, and powerful waves. Because of the way the tides are shaped, you're going to get flooding in some areas, which means power outages, which means evacuations. And I'll tell you what they're saying in Boston. The National Weather Service is saying words like this: please take this storm seriously. For those living along the coast, this is a life and death situation. They're not messing around. And we're talking about these warnings from Georgia to southern Maine. So you do the math. I guess it's about 900 miles. Hurricane force wind, snow, all that gunk in between, it could be really bad. And it means that there's going to be flight delays. And it means people are going to be holed up unless they're evacuated. So beware of that if you're listening to me in those areas. These weather predictions are serious, and I'm looking at maps, and I did during the day, and they're, you know, right now, the way it looks, it looks like it's hitting. There's no question. Nothing is apt to change here, and this, you know, this system is heading in. And they say there could be another coastal storm by the middle of next week, so be wary of the weather, because, you know, we start to hit March. I learned that lesson when I was in D.C., and you think in your head, oh, pretty soon, yeah, it's summer, right? Nah. There's still a lot of winter that could be had on the East Coast in particular, especially, the coastal areas. You might see some of that. In the meantime, the buzz over the weather is always around us, and, of course, now it's just ratcheted up because of the predictions of what I just talked about. But what also is happening around the country is conversations about guns and ages of purchasing guns and limitations and background checks and, you know, all kinds of gun-related conversations, which, you know, honestly, we know it's good to have these because sometimes out of those conversations, instead of the radical, oh, this is ridiculous, because we have something horrific happen, we think we can solve it by shutting everything down. But sometimes out of all of the mix, something will come out that makes sense, whether it's talking about the schools and what they can do in the schools that's more realistic to try to offer some sort of protection that's better, obviously, than what's happening now. So Marco Rubio unveiled a gun and school safety plan a day after the president urged lawmakers to pass legislation aimed at preventing those massacres like the one at that Florida high school last month. And Rubio said the bill was aimed at fortifying schools and preventing gun sales to dangerous or unstable people. So the bill that he introduced, the legislation he introduced, is called the Stop School Violence Act. It was co-sponsored by Utah Senator Orrin Hatch. They would give federal grants to states to strengthen school security, provide school training to identify threats, so mental illness, those kinds of problems, create school threat assessments and crisis intervention teams, because they've got this in L.A. and it works pretty well, and coordinate that with any of the law enforcement agencies, and have school personnel identify students or former students who could be, pose a threat of violence and intervene to stop them before they act. Rubio says he wants to present a new law that will lead to the creation of gun violence restraining orders that gives law enforcement and close family members the option of getting a court order to prevent gun sales or remove guns from somebody who poses a threat and provide due process protections. That would be a little bit tougher, I think, but yeah. I mean, after the president said gun-free zones are ridiculous and says that they're proven targets of killers, that a different bill should emerge, and he tweeted this out, respect the Second Amendment still. So there are plans that are being offered, background check systems and ways to figure out, again, identify those people, the potential people anyway. It's good. It's great. I mean, you got to, like I said, having conversations, figuring out the kind of efforts you need is smart, because at least something could come out of it that makes sense, where it doesn't have to be the tip of the iceberg, controversial. Let's smash into this iceberg now. It doesn't have to be that. And some of what's being suggested, I think, could get bipartisan cooperation. But I say could, because then everybody has their crack at it. And when it becomes a free-for-all, it becomes like a carcass, and everybody's trying to pick on it. And then that means amendments and compromises, and so will we actually see it happen? Or, will we actually see anything come out of D.C., or will it be left up to states? That question mark looms. Meanwhile, I think this is worthy of mentioning quickly here, because I talk about it all the time. I love that former Bush administration Secretary of State, Condi Rice, was urging House Intelligence Committee members and ranking Democrat Congressman Adam Schiff to wrap it up on the panel's probe of Russia and meddling, because the country needs to get back to business. Thank you, Condi Rice, the voice of reason. I've said that forever, right? How much money are we spending on this? It's hard to investigate, perhaps. How much do we have to keep? I mean, how many years is this going to go? And how many years are we going to see Robert Mueller going through these machinations? And, he's trying to do this job, I suppose, in a fair way. But we cannot keep sitting in this position that we're in, where we're consistently coming up with this material, that material. I mean, is it going to be 3 years in? I mean, what is the price of all of this? And if there's something there, then absolutely, boom, it's thrown out. I mean, do it. Yeah, absolutely. But eventually you've got to have sanctions, you've got to go for it, and that's it. And then you got to call it, okay, time to wrap it up. I agree with Condi Rice. Smart. Smart woman to say that. Wrap it up. You say that on TV. All right, stay with us.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy.
We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
And at top, we can count. When the world finds out that you're going to get $31,000 worth of furniture on the U.S. taxpayer, well, then you cancel it. So Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson said in a statement he had requested the cancellation of that furniture. He said he was surprised as anyone to find out that a $31,000 dining set had been ordered. He requested it go away. So we'll find another solution for the furniture replacement. I made it known I was unhappy about the prices being charged and that my preference would be to find something more reasonable. All quotes from Ben. He said, forget about it. Send it back. Of course. And Congressman Trey Gowdy from South Carolina sent a zippy letter off to Carson about the furniture issue and filed a complaint with the Office of Special Counsel, which is a federal whistleblower agency. So an employee was removed from her position because she refused to find a way around spending limits to redecorate the office. You're out of here. No, I refuse to do it. If it cost $1 million, I want it to look right. So she was bounced. She was sent packing. Once that's out there, and of course you can't spend that kind of money. Are you kidding me? No. We can barely fund the government. That's not going to work. So anybody, I don't care who the person was, anybody who put that out there, you'd absolutely be in serious trouble. Not in serious trouble anymore because I guess they could change the name. A former official in the Barack Obama administration said on Thursday she had reached a deal to buy assets from Harvey Weinstein's former company to launch a new firm after the Hollywood mogul fell down in disgrace and opened that Pandora's box, and that really kicked off the Me Too thing. So Maria Contreras Sweet said the deal had been reached with the New York State Attorney and a general office last month, which sued the Weinsteins, Weinstein Company, fearing that its imminent sale could leave his alleged victims without adequate redress. That sounds all jargony, legalese nonsense, isn't it? So the bottom line is he had to ditch the company. They had to do it. It was floundering. It was on the brink of bankruptcy because of the allegations. Nobody wanted to touch him. It's so funny. He was the most powerful man in Hollywood, so much so he did ridiculous things, and people allowed it to happen forever. Then finally, enough is enough, boom, and Pandora's box opens up and swallows him whole. So a Contreras Sweet statement came just days after the production house announced it would file for bankruptcy. And that was it. So the assets have been swooped up. And her intention, I guess, is to build a movie studio led by a board of directors made up of a majority of independent women and save about 150 jobs. So that's what the intention is. We'll see where that goes. So some of these... You know, there's a couple of movies that are on the shelf since the scandal. One of them is The Current War, which stars Benedict Cumberbatch as Thomas Edison. Mary Magdalene, which is a religious drama. Rooney Mara is in that. The War with Grandpa is a comedy with Robert De Niro. And they're just flat, boom, done. Because, you know, they're just hanging there because of all of the nonsense that has happened in between. So now they'll move forward with that. I guess they're going to change the name, I would assume, to whatever they change it to be, but it's not going to be that name, that's for sure. Isn't it interesting? When the mighty fall, and they can fall, you can hear the thud, and you could hear the thud because, again, this guy had a ton of power. No question about that. Mm-mm-mm. All right, so let's go to something else that has numbers in it that's interesting, I think, to me. And probably to you too as well. And how about this? They're talking about the candidates to replace Hope Hicks in the White House. And she had been there she had been with the Trump organization for quite a while. So they're talking about who would it be that will replace her as the the White House communications director. And there have been a lot of names that have been announced or been speculated about. Some of them are people who are underlings that are already there, and others are names of people who have held bigger jobs in journalism, let's say. So there's a job opening, and they've got at least a list of 10 people whose names have been on a list, I guess, to jump in and replace her. You know, when you have someone that's been there for a long time or they just know your habits, that's a tough one because she's had a role with President Trump in other capacities for a while, so she gets how he operates. It's pretty interesting. Then there's this story about Fred Meyer. Kroger's Fred Meyer is going to stop selling guns to buyers under age 21. A lot of people jumping on that bandwagon. 21, of course, your number. So they carry general merchandise in addition to groceries. They're not going to sell guns and ammunition to buyers that are not at least 21. And this is the response to other companies, I think, and they're saying it's in response to the tragic events in Parkland and elsewhere. In fact, their official statement was, "We've taken a hard look at our policies and procedures for firearm sales. Recent events demonstrate the need for additional action on the part of responsible gun retailers." And this is, of course, on the heels of Dick's and Walmart announcing that what they were going to do. Dick's saying they're going to stop selling assault rifles altogether. Walmart hasn't done it since 2015, so now they're the latest to jump on that. And you may see more companies that do the same thing because some of them are still selling them, but they're saying if you're not 21, you're not getting it. And there's some agreement in that. There's some agreement that, okay, that might have prevented something, might. But that's the operative word, might prevent. Because I still think it is the people issue. Is somebody going to do that? Are they prone to problems? And this is, you know, where their mind is going, and how do you stop them if they want to do something to hurt other people? I mean, there's your big question. How about non-smokers? Should they get extra vacation days? Raise your hand. Oh, I see thousands of hands going up. To compensate for the time smokers take off during the day for smoke breaks. People always complain about this. I don't get any breaks because Joe smokes cigarettes, so they take breaks all day long. Workers say they should. They should get some time. So a whopping 42% of non-smokers feel they should get 3 to 5 extra vacation days than non-smokers, and 28% of smokers agree with that amount. They say that's how much they go out and smoke. More than 38% of smokers also, though, didn't think that non-smokers deserve any extra vacation days. 20% of non-smokers agree they didn't deserve any extra vacation days. Oh, really? I wonder why. And then the survey that was taken showed that 81% of smokers said smoke breaks were fair. Only about 25% of non-smokers agreed. So think about those results. Isn't that interesting? The average smoker, they say, wastes around 6 days a year on work smoke breaks. So one company is giving extra vacation days, and that's a company in Japan. And then there's a marketing company in Tokyo that, specifically a different one, added 6 extra vacation days for non-smoking employees. Boy, that would make you want to break that habit, wouldn't it? I wonder the smoking numbers, if they're up or not. I looked at the CDC information, and they're saying that smoking-related illnesses cost $156 billion in lost productivity each year. And then they say about 15% of U.S. adults 18 or older smoke cigarettes, or 37.8 million people. That seems like a lot to me. It also seems like it would be a very hard thing. I don't know because I don't have this, but it seems like it would be a hard thing to quit if you've done it for a while. Especially, I mean, how long have you done it, and what are you trying to do to quit it? Cold turkey? A patch? Something else? It's a habit, too. The whole thing of the breaks, you'd probably be antsy sitting at your desk. I don't know. Interesting statistics. Should you get a day off? All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way here on America Tonight.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Title of this book, Building Character with Booger, is it, and Bella?
Booger and Bella.
I love
yes,
you can
ma'am.
Tell. You can tell she's in our virtual green room, and she's going to be a hoot for us here on the show, and I want everybody to lean in and really pay attention to Larissa Kaufman, because that's the name of the book, and she spent 18 years in education. And she wrote the book for a real specific reason, and we're going to talk to her about that. Larissa, welcome to the show, and thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
Well, first of all, 18 years in the field of education, what was that like?
Well, it was different. It was fun. The thing is, you know, you do what you love. You hope that you do what you love. You should be doing what you love, I guess you should say.
Sure.
And my mother was a teacher for 36 years, and of course I was not going to do what she was going to do, and lo and behold, you know, that kind of slapped me in the face, and I ended up doing exactly what she did, and I'm thankful for it, because when you touch the life of a child, it is the most amazing experience your heart and soul can experience. So, you know, you just take it one year at a time and you end up falling in love with all of these different lives. And it's not just a life, it's the families as well. And so when the kids come in, I just started learning to just tell them from the beginning, day one, you are going to leave my classroom a different person than who you are today. You will not be the same person that you are today. And, you know, just to go ahead and let them understand, this is my expectation.
Wow.
You know, you will be a different person. You will be more compassionate. You will be a better friend. You will have a better understanding of how the world works. because it's not all about you. Because my niche was 5th, 6th, 7th grade students, where it's all about me.
Yeah.
And I wanted them to understand, no, honey, let me tell you, it's not all about you. You know, you need to open your eyes. You need to realize that there's a bigger picture out there. And you need to be thankful that people love you and put up with you. Because it's just that age that it was just very easy to be real with. And I guess I'm fortunate enough that the Lord gave me a little bit of attitude that I could, you know, have that attitude back with them. So that's just how it started working. And they, sure enough, by the end of the year, they were different people. And we were able to open up. We were able to talk about things. They would come into my classroom and ask questions with me that they wouldn't ask in any other classrooms. We were able to have that rapport and relationship. And that carried on for several years. You know, I still see children. I still say children, they're adults now. They've, you know, graduated and gone on, but I see them around town and they run to me as if they were children and, you know, still hug me. And I still tear up because, you know, what profession allows that to happen?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I was truly, truly blessed to be able to have that happen. And so that's kind of how all of this began, is, you know, instilling those character traits into children.
Yeah. And again, the book is called Building Character with Booger and Bella, and the subtitle is Loyalty, Caring, Compassion, and Perseverance. And you're talking about that.
Yes, ma'am.
Right now.
Yes, ma'am.
What was it like for you to come up with this, though, and put it into a book?
The fun part of it was that we found Booger in the animal shelter. And of course, a story has to come out of that. I don't know where he came from. I just know how we found him. And it's easy to relate all the different stories where my kids came from. And so, you know, I have so many children that came from single parent homes. And so I just said, okay, well, Booger, guess what? I don't know where you came from, but you came from a single mom. And so it just kind of fell into a little story, and I just wanted to relate to kids. And then one night, I think the good Lord decided that, you know what, you need to tell this story, because I sat up out of bed, and we had found Bella at that point, and Building Character with Booger and Bella was just a title that caught me. And so I wrote that down right there on the pad that I kept next to me beside the bed. And so we had Booger, we had Bella, and I have, you know, all these character traits that are out there and wanted to put them in a way where kids can understand them and learn from them. And so it's just kind of a neat little way. And, you know, animals are an easy way to help kids understand. And of course, what kid doesn't want to say Booger? That's the first thing I thought of. What child does not want to say Booger?
Right, exactly.
So, there you go. So it just kind of all fell into place together. And so Loyalty introduces, you know, Booger and how he became part of our family and how he is loyal to my husband, Mike. And so, you know, that little story fell, you know, right into place. And it just melted my heart because I thought, now that was just too cute. That was fun. That is sweet. You know, who doesn't want their child to be loyal? And this can explain it in a way that kids get it.
Well, we're speaking with Larissa Kaufman. I wanted to tell everybody, Larissa, again, the name of the book is Building Character with Booger and Bella, and it's about two dogs. Of course, we're talking about that. The subtitle, Loyalty, Caring, Compassion, and Perseverance. So you know this from teaching, you know this from the dogs, you know this from your life. How important is perseverance?
Oh, you have to have perseverance. We all, that's just what life is about. We persevere every day. You know, we're thrown things all the time, and we have to persevere through them and have to find a way to make it through. And then we keep going. And then lo and behold, there's something else we have to persevere through. And I feel that children need to learn that at a young age and learn how important perseverance is. and that's what life is made of. And you just have to be tough and you have to persevere through. And with the book, it's about Booger, and he broke his back, and that is the true story. And he broke his back. He's having to learn to walk again, and he's going through therapy, and that's perseverance. It is what it is. And so children can say, oh, well, you know, well, Booger had to persevere, and, you know, I have to persevere too. And so I hope it that piece inspires children to, oh, okay, well, I can do it too. And each book has paw print pages at the back. And it was done for a reason, with intent, because I want it to be an interactive piece. I want children to be able to say, if they're reading loyalty, well, I'm loyal like Booger because, and actually be able to write their ideas in there. Or how can I be more loyal? You know, just anything that inspires them, anything that makes them want to be more loyal. Caring has the same paw pages. Compassion, perseverance, they're all written that way with the same paw print pages so that it can be interactive. Parents can read with their kids and they can write together in these books with that intent.
Yeah, wow.
You know, and there's no certain platform. You know, it's not just church. It's not just education. It's not, you know, anybody who's anybody wants someone they love to be loyal. They want them to be caring, compassionate individuals. They want them to have perseverance. They're just basic character traits for anyone.
Boy, I so agree with that. Larissa, what do you hope happens with the book? You've pulled this together, and I'm sure there's been reaction about it. What do you hope for?
I honestly hope that we can change a generation. I see about, you know, the school shootings and whatnot, and I see the rise of the youth and how they are unhappy about how things are going and how afraid they are to live in this world. I hope that these books will take the younger youth and start to instill these traits at a younger age where maybe they don't have to be afraid, and that, you know, change them. Let's change the world. Let's get back. We'll never be Andy Griffith, but, you know, let's try to start turning around and try to make the world a better place. I know that's just, you know, kind of a, you know, way too happy thought, I guess. But, you know, if it can be, let's do it. That's what I hope. I hope that it can help parents, you know, open up the conversations with their children. Help the grandparents open up the conversations with their grandchildren. Help churches, you know, have a new way to talk values into the children. You know, whoever picks up these books, let it start, be a conversation starter. So that way children can understand, oh, okay, this is what a value means. This is what, you know, loyalty is. This is what caring is. Oh, this is how I can be a better person in the world. Because the children that I've run into, you know, just standing in a junior high hallway, the way they talk to one another is absolutely horrible. It burns my ears. It makes my heart sad because they don't know how to speak to one another. And the way they do speak to one another is just absolutely horrific.
Boy, perfect place to end this. What a sentiment. I agree with you. Larissa Kaufman, the book is called Building Character with Booger and Bella. You can pick that up at Barnes & Noble and on Amazon, wherever kids' books are sold, of course. Larissa, thank you so much for coming on the show.
I appreciate you, Ms. Delaney. Thank you.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Kate Delaney, Forbes Books at Bedtime, here with the incomparable, unbelievable Phil Romano, who I'm proud to say I'm part of the network bar, and I'm watching this thing really explode. And I'll tell you what, I don't know where you're listening to us across the country, but because we have millions of listeners, but you're going to hope that you get to have a network bar wherever you're listening. And of course, if you're in Dallas, you can come down to the network bar, and if you're lucky and you get sponsored, you can come and be a part of the network bar. So Phil, let's talk about how this concept came about. What created the idea for the network bar for you?
Well, I think for any concept to be successful, it's got to solve a problem. And, you know, the thing that's emerged in my old days, they used to call it marketing. Now it's networking. You know, so and people are networking, and they need tools to network. And, you know, looking at, like, Dallas, for example, there's maybe a bunch of networking groups around, but they're all fragmented, like fraternities and sororities. They don't communicate with each other. So what we want to do is kind of give them a might call it a country club where everybody could go to and meet each other and so forth. So we built a nice, you know, actually just a tool. The network bar is just a tool. And we got it really nice inside. We got restoration hardware, a nice bar, a dining room. We got about 8,000 square feet, very comfortable, low chairs, low tables, and so forth. And what we've done is we put a lock on the front door. Okay, and the only way you get in was an app on your telephone. We have, you know, three memberships. It's a membership deal because we want to keep it kind of exclusive. And we have a membership from 21 to 30. It's a junior member. We charge them $500 a year. Then anybody over 30, it's $1,000 a year. 70 year older, we give them a membership under four conditions. One, they've got to have had a substantial business, successful. Two, be an officer in a major corporation. Three, they got to be a professional. And four, they got to buy a membership for a junior member at $500. And then they got to also got to volunteer to be a mentor. Because we have a mentor program going here. And these mentors, you know, for the old people, they like it. They had members, mentors when they were in business, and they remember their mentors, and they want to be a mentor. They have nothing to do anymore, some of them, you know, so they want to get involved. So stay involved in business. So what we do is have our membership, and when they have a situation, our members, they say, well, you know, I'm doing something I've never had to think about before. My business is growing so fast. How do I grow it? What do I need? And all that. So we got a form they fill out. It goes to our facilitator, and that facilitator will set them up a meeting with the mentor. But this mentor, they can't go directly to the mentor. But the facilitator will set it up, and they'll set them up with a mentor that was in the same business, successful, that this guy is having a problem with. So it's like you're talking to somebody that's really done it. At the same time, you may be talking to him, and nine times out of ten, it's probably a money problem.
Uh-huh.
And this mentor will say, well, this guy's really got a good business that's going. It's an opportunity. And he may come back to the network and say, hey, you know, we got angel investors here. We might take a look at it. We may help this person, you know, and help him become successful and so forth. So it's really, there's a lot of, I guess, social benefits and to networking, you know, and this is one of them, you know, really. And then we also have what you call Shark Tank and episodes here too. You know, young people, all the ideas are coming from young people now.
Mm-hmm.
Our average age in here now is 40 years old. And so, but the younger and the older, but they come up with businesses that are good ideas, and they can present it, they can make their presentation. We got people that are looking for ideas, looking for something. So that's also a real plus, an opportunity for it.
What's the ultimate goal? I mean, what would be the? I mean, you're a driven man. You've been, you can tell that from all your businesses and what you've done. I can tell you go for the brass ring. What's the brass ring for you in the end to see what's happening here in Dallas? What do you want to see happen with the network bar concept?
You know, first things first, we got to get this thing to be successful. Right now, it looks it's on a track. Okay, we've got, you know, over 5 months, I think we got over 500 or 600 members are going now. So it's come along real well. We got to make this very successful. And when we do get successful, then we say, okay, how do we grow it? What do you do with it? You know, any successful concept that's out there, you know, to protect it, you got to get market penetration. That's probably the best way to protect anything, through market penetration. So how do we get market penetration to something like this? Well, once we get it set, we got it now, we got it canned, got the first one working well, now you go off and we license it. We license it to maybe a hotel chain. You go to this hotel chain and say, okay, for every city, if you got one of your hotels, you can put in a network bar there, okay? Now you got it there, and now that becomes network with Dallas, and Dallas becomes network with them, and we got everybody at their disposal, you know, here for them, and vice versa. So it kind of works out nice. I mean, that way we could really get out there as fast as we could build them, we could probably do it. So that's probably one of the things we're going to try to achieve and go forward with.
Yeah. For you, what, and if you take me back to the very beginning, what was it that drove you to do what you do? Did you have a mentor? How did you get a leg up when you were a kid, when you started?
Well, to be honest with you, my mentor was my father. He was a hardworking man, middle class. You know, I remember I was in college, and I had karate schools when I was in college, and I was about ready to graduate, and I had, you know, this guy I was teaching, this little kid was in restaurant business. He says, hey, you want to get in a restaurant business with me? And I said, yeah, you know, so I sold my karate schools, all the American boys' dream, all this food and women and booze, you know, I'm all for it, you know, young and going. So I went in business with him, and I sold my karate schools, went in business with him, and this guy was, he was a jerk, you know, no business skills whatsoever, just, you know, he's been in the restaurant business and had something going for it, but He no people skills, you know. That's out of college, you know, and I was service motivation prompts a good business, you know. I wasn't worried about making profit. I was worried about giving the people something they really wanted, you know, and get sales and then make money out of it. boy come push to come to shove, and he's going to buy me out, I was going to buy him out. So I didn't have any money. And I said, well, and I said, I'm probably not going to be able to buy him out. Maybe you buy me out, and I'll just go on my way. So my father comes up to me, and he's a hardworking middle-class man. He's an electrician. And he says, well, I'll get the money for you. Being Italian, I was wondering where he was going to get the money. You know, Dad, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. Don't worry. He said, I'll get the money for you. So he came back and said, okay, I got the money. I said, where'd you get it? He said, I mortgaged our home. And I said to myself, wow. To this day, I say it's not the sweet smell of success that makes you work hard. It's the fear of failure. The fear of failure motivates you. You don't want that to fail, so you work your butt off to make that thing work. Now, being scared paralyzes you. And that's what I've done. I just, the fear of failure just, it keeps me going. Even, you know, anything I do today, you know, I'm going to fail on this one. Maybe it's going to hurt my reputation, maybe. So it's all that fear that's there that makes you, motivates you, makes you do things just beyond and above.
Yeah.
What is your, I mean, obviously you've had lots of wins, but what is your the biggest win you've ever had?
Well, the biggest win I've ever had is my son. Bringing him up, I brought him up like a business, by the way. This is funny. I brought him up like a business. I used to drive him to school every morning, and I used to tell him, Sam, I said, there's five things you have to be a good person. One, you got to have principles. And he taught him that principles were sticking to your deal. Number two, you got to have responsibility, be responsible for making the right decision, and be responsible for the consequences. Number three, you got to have integrity. Okay, you can't lie. You got to be honest. You don't lie to yourself. And number four, you got to communicate. You got to tell people how you feel. Don't let them tell you how you should feel, how they feel. You tell them how you feel and why you feel the way you feel. Communicate. And number five has three things in it: God, patriotism, and charity. I said, now if you have all five of these things, you're going to pick friends that have that too. And you're gonna, and they're gonna pick you as a friend. Now you got a peer group to exist in and go with, you know, and everything else. Now, when you think about that, you know, any great business, a good business, has to have the same value system.
Right.
You know, it has to have that same value system in order. It's got to have charity. It's got to have patriotism. It's got to, you know, be responsible. It's got to have integrity. It's got to have all these things. You know, it has principles. It's got to have that in order to be a good, viable business. So, you know, like I said, I keep saying I brought him up like a business. But he's a good kid. He's 22 years old. He's getting ready to graduate from Syracuse University. He plays lacrosse at Syracuse, you know. So I'm very proud of him. And everybody that's ever met him said, wow, he's a real good boy. So I'm very proud of him.
I love that sentiment. Bill, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.